And I, we're so thrilled to be at this church. I'm telling you right now, it is. It really feels like a perfect fit for us. And like we said, we want to flow with what the vision that God has given for the church. You know, we're not, we kept telling you guys, the board members, we don't want to come in and be wrecking balls, right? So we want to flow with what the Lord has really, he birthed this ministry, right? How old is this ministry? It's about as old as me. 43 years old. And so, I mean, you know, God knows our heart. He knew your hearts. He's the one that birthed this place, and I really believe he brought us in here to just facilitate that, to build up his vision for this ministry. Amen? So we are so excited, and I am so pleased with the, how things are going. How long has it been? Since November, right? So we're looking at 5 months into this, and I couldn't be any more pleased or happier than how things are going. Every Sunday, I'm feeling just an increase of the presence of God. People are more comfortable, you know, coming up to the altar, giving words of prophetic words. And that's exactly what I love to see. I want people to flow in their gifts, right? All the specials, right? And you're next, right, Michael? All right. And so, I feel like we are a family. I really feel connected with every person in this place. And every time I drive to this city in this church, man, my heart is just like doing somersaults all the time, you know? Literally, it feels like a family. And I really believe it is a restoration. I mean, we're seeing people come in and, I mean, you know, people contacting us who went to the church in the past and they're asking questions. So, and we're reaching out to those people. I really do have a heart to see people who have been church hurt, right? I mean, we've all had that. So I really have a heart to see those people restored. And so we want to reach out to them, and I am, and we're going to. So one thing, what we're seeing here in our services is simply this. It are the fruit of our prayers for this ministry. We have to keep prayer as the center of this ministry. We got to keep that power plant of prayer moving. Whether it's Tuesday night, Wednesday night, when you're home, you know, if you guys are at the dinner table after dinner, say a quick prayer for LWC, you know. I mean, every prayer counts, so please keep a focus on prayer with us. I'm going to be adding more events. We are adding more events. The women's ministry, Marianne's going to get that fired up. And April 30th? So we're getting that rolling. You're probably going to do something, every couple, few months probably with that. And then also I added the healing and deliverance service. That's going to be May 14th. Now, these services, so what we're doing is, so not only are we building up the core group here, but now we're starting to do events that we want to bring others in from the community. A lot of these events are going to be Saturday night because I'm trying to draw others, maybe who have other churches or people who are out of the area, you know, they wouldn't come on during the week, right? So I want to have it on like a Saturday evening. And let people who do go to other churches have a taste of what God is doing here. I'm not trying to steal them from other churches, but, you know, just let them know we're here. You know, they can come and be blessed here, you know, just like you guys. If there's a service going on at another ministry, wherever, you know, encourage you. You know what? Get a taste of other anointings on a Saturday night, Friday night, or whatever. A lot of pastors are threatened by that, but they shouldn't be. We're the kingdom of God, right? So make sure, get a taste of other anointings as well. And down the road, we'll have guest speakers and all that come in as well. So that's what I'm trying to do. We're trying to now reach out and bring people in as well as focus on our core group and build that up as well. We're starting the youth ministry. That's going to be next Sunday night. Marianne and I are starting that up. So we're kicking this thing up. We did go to the concert down in Ypsilanti. That was great. We had a great time. But you know, you don't get a lot of fellowship when you're in a concert, right? I mean, but it was good to all go down, and we did meet at the house. That was a blast. But we're actually going to get with the kids now, and we're going to you know, get in a circle with them. Hey, talk to us. Now we're going to minister heart to heart with them now. That's what this is going to be kicking off, you know, on Sunday night, next Sunday night. And then I want to start up the senior ministry. Oh, yeah. For the youth ministry? Not yet. If anybody has any thoughts or ideas about that, please. Huh? Suggestion box, absolutely. And that's another thing. I am open to any ideas, suggestions. Listen, this is not a one-man show, okay? We are a family. I want to hear what the Holy Spirit's anointed all of us, right? As I was talking about today. So please, if you feel something on your heart, don't ever be shy. You know, I can't go and talk to him about that. You can talk to Marianne and I about anything. Anything, okay? So we'll never throw stones or anything. We'll always take it to heart. And if you have a great idea, we'll use it. Amen? The senior ministry, where they used to meet at the Oven, right? Once a month. What's that?
Any restaurant.
Okay. I'm a little, I love the Oven, but okay, yeah, no. Oh, and that Rail's End was good. Stu took me there for lunch the other day. That was great. We had a great time there. So we're going to get that fired up as well. So, you know, so the first 5 months here, you know, we're just kind of getting into a flow. It's kind of that transition period I talked to the board about. I said, yeah, there's going to be a few months of your transition. Now I feel the train kind of chugging down the track a little bit quicker. Now we're going to start adding things. Now here we go. You guys ready for this? So here's what I'm going to be talking about as well, and what I'm coming up with. I'm writing down and coming up with some descriptions for 12 volunteer ministry teams at the church. 12 of them. There's something about that number 12. 12 disciples, 12 pillars. The Holy Spirit gave me 12 to write down. So I'm going to be pushing kind of more now we're headed into this area where I just have a feeling we're going to have a flood of people that are going to start to come. I mean, today we had, 62 people, I think, Silas was saying. And so it's going to be flooding. So now I kind of feel like I need to tighten the belt a little bit as far as let's come up and get some more organization with volunteer ministry teams. So we're ready to go when this revival really hits and people start flooding in. So let me just real quick read off to you what I come up with the 12. And I'm going to come up and print a sheet out and I'll have them to hand out to people too. So these are obviously volunteer. No one's going to force you to be anything or anything like that. But I would encourage you, you know, to join one of these. I think these 12, this pretty much covers the whole ministry in church. Number one, I'm going to have the prayer and altar call ministry team. Prayer and altar call ministry. Those are going to be the people who, you know, when I have an altar call, who want to pray with people here at the altar. And so on. So that's one of them, and there's going to be more description on that. And then number two, there's going to be hospitality and outreach team. When we start to have visitors come into the church, we can't let them fall by the wayside. We need to, within the first week, reach out to them somehow. When they're here, reach out to them, give them a visitor's card, which we're going to come up with next. And then within the first week, have someone contact them. Hey, thanks for coming to Living Well. You know, just, it's a hospitality and outreach team. All right. And number three, we're going to have an evangelism team. Who has a heart to reach the community? Who wants to go out with us to Walmart and in town and hand out tracts, evangelism, that kind of thing. Number four, a healing and deliverance team. Now, those are people who, when Marianne and I are doing personal healing and deliverance sessions with people in our office or whatever, those are individuals who would like to sit in with us and who will help assist us in that. Quite often, Marianne, well, she works a full-time job. So, hey, someone needs, you know, wants to schedule a session, emotional healing and deliverance session, she's not going to be there. So this is going to be a team who's willing to come in to the church and sit in these sessions with me. And, obviously, so, like, if there's a female, I'm not going to be with a female alone, right? I need a team with me. So that, now that's big. We need to protect what God is doing here, because the enemy will try to do anything. he knows what's going on here. Just like what I talked about today, he's strategic. And some, you know, you get someone coming on in here, a Jezebel or something, throwing around some lies. So we're gonna guard against that. Amen. So the healing and deliverance team, if you have a heart for that and you want to learn deliverance and you want to sit in and be firsthand with that and help with that, that would be appreciated, because that is a ministry that not many churches offer. I'll tell you that right now. I've had people fly to from Florida and California to meet for emotional healing and deliverance session. So just that alone, you could keep busy all week. So, but we won't. We're not going to run people in the ground with this stuff, okay? I'm not even going to do that, because I got to focus as well on getting into prayer. I got to maintain that prayer life. Okay, what you're hearing behind that pulpit on Sundays is because I'm walking in here and I'm praying for hours. I'm trying to hear from the Holy Ghost and I'm getting into the Word of God. So I will never, I'll never forsake that. I got to stay in the Word, right? Because it's just going to benefit all of us. But there's going to be some days and stuff that I'm going to designate for people who want to go through that. So that's what the healing and deliverance team would be doing. Number five, men's ministry team. Anybody that'd be interested in helping with men's ministry, maybe you would want to lead a men's Bible study or something like that, okay? Number six, women's ministry team. Anybody who would like to do women's Bible study or any part of that and be in a supportive role for that. Children's ministry team, right? Anybody who would want to volunteer in the children's ministry. And number eight, youth ministry. Anybody has a heart for youth, in a supportive role in that area. And senior ministry team, leading Bible studies and stuff like that. And then number 10, an events team. Like if there's a wedding, a funeral, or something like that, this would be the core group who would kind of organize the meals and you know, whatever goes along with that. And then number 11 would be the ministry media team. Of course, they would be under Silas's leadership on the media ministry team back there in the sound booth. And then number 12, this one we got to kind of put on the shelf a little bit, but it's the music ministry team, okay? Whenever, you know, that expands more. But so those are the 12 areas, basically, that the Holy Spirit showed me, and that's pretty extensive. I don't know if I can even think of anything else. I think that kind of covers the whole gamut of a ministry in a church. Amen? Hold on a minute here. Let me go back to the other part. Does anybody have any questions on that? All right. Anybody? Okay. So we're just gonna get some more organization with that now. I mean, everything is going great. People are picking up the slack very well with what's going on, but I think it'll be good to actually designate teams, you know what I mean, and stuff. So, but I want to thank everybody for your faithful giving to Living Waters Chapel. I want to say this. This ministry is good ground to sow in. I mean, there's nothing worse than giving into a ministry where you're like, is this good ground or not? Have you ever given to a ministry and you're like, is this good? I'm telling you right now, this is good ground. The Holy Spirit is all over Living Waters Chapel in this ministry, the leadership, the people. And so I'm just telling you, every penny that goes into this place, you know that it's integrity. There is integrity, and we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. There's no wasting of money. I'm telling you that right now. So it's all good. So I want to thank the board members, Barry and Linda, Mary and Ramon, Stu and Sherry, and Chris Ark and Marianne. You guys are awesome. I know sometimes you guys take the brunt of if someone complains about something, direct them to me. I'll fight them off of you guys. No, that can be burdensome. But no, you guys are awesome. We love you guys, the leaders, and the volunteers, those who volunteer, Stacy, Praise and Worship, Silas, the whole family, you guys rock, everybody else. So I just, this place is fit for revival. I'm telling you that right now. We're heading in that direction, and we are going to do exploits for the kingdom of God. I really believe that. I believe we're going to make news in this area. I really do. I think we're going to shake this area for the kingdom of God, for Jesus, that we're going to make headlines. I really do. So, awesome. Does anybody have any questions? That's all I kind of had to say. That's kind of my vision. That's where we're at, tightening the belt, getting some organization, and continuing to move forward. Any questions? Did I say that five times? What? It's my belt?
I just want to say, you wouldn't have had that floppy notebook had I bought our printer
again. Yes. I know. I go to print it today, and it says ink. I'm like, oh, man. So, okay, well, great. Well, we are excited for the future, and you should be too. Amen? So continue to pray, and we'll see God move. Barry, do you need to say anything here?
Just wanted to give you one more chance if you had any questions on anything that was covered tonight before Marianne closes in prayer. Yes. I'm not sure what Chris is pointing at, but. Oh, Michael.
I mean, the feelers, they're always out there for me, just kind of, you know, looking around, you know, who's, I want someone who really has a heart for it, not just a fill-in, not a stepping stone. A lot of times people look at youth ministry as a stepping stone to this, a stepping stone to right there. And I mean, I've seen that a lot, and it usually turns south. But when you find someone who really has a heart for youth ministry, man, I mean, when they're called on it, and they really do make a difference. So, yeah, I mean, we add as a board, we really haven't talked about it or nothing like that. And I don't have anyone to present to the board on that. But I'm always kind of looking around, you know. I mean, I think that's all our goal eventually here, obviously.
Yeah.
It's always on our mind, absolutely. So, yeah, we're stepping in. I mean, you know, am I called to be a youth pastor? No. But can I reach them and touch them powerful way? Sure, you know, absolutely, in the meantime. But, yes, I think it'd be a powerful addition to the church, absolutely. So, and I think we're definitely going to see it grow. And so we know the Holy Spirit is over all this. And at the right and proper time, you know, someone is either going to come in here and they're going to want to volunteer for it. I have a lot of, connections down at Rhema Bible Training Center, where as a graduate, I have access to post like a job posting or, you know, volunteer opportunities for the church where I could throw it out there. You won't find anybody more on fire than a Rhema Bible Training Center student who just graduates, right? So, I don't know. You know, but then you look at that and it's like, well, if we bring someone in who just graduates from Oklahoma, I don't know them. Man, that's risky. You know, so it would be nice to get to know someone. And I have a feeling that's probably how it's going to happen, where someone's just going to come into the church and they're going to be on fire. They're going to want to volunteer in different areas. You know, they're going to have kind of a servant's heart kind of a feel, you know, and we're going to see the pureness of their heart Man, it's got, you just got to be so careful when you put someone in a ministry position, leadership especially. Man, especially with youth. I know quite a few churches where people brought in a youth pastor, and the youth pastor had ambitions to be at the pulpit, and then they turned the youth and the parents against the pastor. I mean, it can just become a nightmare. Just an absolute nightmare. So that's why I said in the sermon recently, I said, man, I'll hold out for years until the right one comes along. But the goal is to get someone. So, you know, I'd say the best thing to do, let's be praying. God, send that person. Make him known. Like when we visit, you know, Barry prayed about the pastor position. Lord, just show us who it is, right? Make it known. So, you know, my cousin, Katie and Dan Partington, they're the youth and children ministers full-time over at Assembly of God Gateway. I was like, man, they would be powerful here, but I don't think they'll ever move, but who knows? But anyways, that, you know, yes, it's on the radar. We're praying about it. I would love to find that person who is called to the youth. Absolutely. The Lord's timing. That's the key right there. Or else you get, again, I can't stress it enough. You get the wrong person in leadership, it will empty these seats out so quick, your head will spin. You'll be like, what just happened? So, yeah, so we really need discernment, right? So, you know, I mean, again, we're dealing with a lot of people who dealt with church hurt, you know, even from this congregation, this church. And so we're definitely doing clean up on aisle 7, right? But it's going good. God's doing some awesome things, and it's a new day. Amen? All right, great.
All right, thank you. Yep. Is there anything else? No? Okay, Marianne, we'll close the prayer.
Right. Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody for always being so warm and welcoming to us. And we do love it here, and we do see all of you as family. And it's just been such a blessing to be in leadership with this church, because you guys are just awesome. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm excited to get the teams rolling and get some order, because I do think we're going to grow, and it could come like that. So we need to have some order and some teams established. So I'm looking forward to all of that. So Father God, we just thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you, God, that we are united as an LWC family. And Lord God, we thank you that every finance that comes through this church, Lord, that it will be to further your kingdom and your glory in this community and throughout the world. So Lord God, we thank you that this is a giving church and that it is good ground. And Lord, we thank you that every dollar is just used for everything you want it to be used for. So we just thank you for that. Lord, I ask that you would bless everybody in this church financially for giving. And Lord God, we thank you for tonight and the fellowship, and bless this food to our bodies. And Lord God, we just thank you for a great week ahead and everything you're doing in this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. All right. On that, we do need a motion to close out this 43rd annual. Thank you, Lord. 43rd annual.